The Google Story, inside the hottest business, media and technology success of our time. Authors David Vine and Mark Malseed. Millions of people use Google daily in more than 100 languages and have come to regard Google and the internet as one. Google's growth has occurred entirely by word of mouth, as satisfied users recommend it to their friends and others learn about it through the media and online. No marketers have pushed it. Instead, people have come to feel emotionally attached to the search engine, calling on it whenever they wish to satisfy their interest or curiosity. A healthy disregard for the impossible. Google was started when Sergey Brin and Larry Page were PhD students at Stanford University in computer science. They didn't know exactly what they wanted to do, but Page got this crazy idea that he was going to download the entire web onto his computer. He was optimistic, for optimism is important. One has to be a little silly about the goals he or she is going to set. This is called a healthy disregard for the impossible. Where did Google, the name, come from? Larry Page and Sergey Brin decided they needed a catchy name for their new search engine. Finally, a friend suggested that since they were trying to search and index vast amounts of information, they could use a huge number like a Googleplex. The number 1 followed by 100 zeros. That sounded like a good idea, but it was decided to shorten it to Google. Larry, however, misspelt it when he typed it in and ended up with Google. Learning to count. In 1997, the search engine was made available internally for students, faculty, and administrators at google.stanford.edu. Around the campus, its popularity grew by word of mouth. Pretty soon, they had 10,000 searches a day at Stanford. They needed more computers. Keep Googling. By July 1998, Brin and Page had added a summary or snippet for each search result. This step meant Google users could see which results best answered their question without having to visit several sites. The secret sauce. One of the professors suggested they should meet with Andy Bechtolsheim, one of Palo Alto's best-known entrepreneurs. Bechtolsheim was impressed with their ideas. Bechtolsheim suggested he would write them a check on the spot, which they could use to buy computers. They also found other people were anxious to invest in any project Andy Bechtolsheim backed, and in short order, the two had raised about $1 million in startup funding. In the fall of 1998, Larry Page and Sergey Brin officially took leave from Stanford University and moved their computers into a garage of a nearby house. Google Inc. was formally registered on September 7, 1998, and the pair hired their first employee, a fellow Stanford PhD student. Within 5 months, Brin and Page moved Google into a second-floor office space in downtown Palo Alto. From shared search to shared investment. Within 8 months of its formal launch, Google had already chewed through its initial startup funding of $1 million. Brin and Page knew they would have to approach some venture capital investors for more funding, but they were determined not to lose control of their company. Brin and Page decided to simultaneously approach two of the most prestigious venture capital firms in Silicon Valley, Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers and Sequoia Capital. The goal was to get both firms to invest in Google without either taking charge of the company. Both companies decided they wanted to invest in Google, but neither were willing to co-invest or share the investment. In the end, Kleiner Perkins and Sequoia Capital invested $12.5 million each in Google. The venture capitalists did, however, attach one condition to the funding. The two entrepreneurs had to promise they would hire an experienced industry executive to help them transform their search engine into a profitable business. Brin and Page agreed to this request, reasoning they would delay hiring adult supervision for as long as possible. The $25 million in expansion capital was put in place in June 1999. By this stage, the company had 17 employees. Spreading searches and risks. By the summer of 1999, Google had expanded from about 300 computers to more than 4,000 machines, and by late 1999, Google was averaging about 7 million searches per day. With its search engine, Google had best-of-breed product, a source of revenue through advertising, and a potent brand that conveyed not just an excellence, but a sense of fun and integrity too. Google entered into an agreement with Yahoo to provide search results generated by Google, but branded by Yahoo. As one of the oldest, best-known, and busiest sites on the internet, Yahoo was an important customer, and its decision to make Google its new behind-the-scenes search provider had important ramification for the young company's future prospects. By the end of 2001, Google was 3 years old. The company also generated its first annual profit of $7 million. You've got to Google. Google generated $440 million in sales and $100 million in profits in 2002. Google was well on its way to becoming the number one destination for anyone wanted to advertise on the internet. The age of Gmail. In the spring of 2004, Google announced it would provide users with a different type of email service called Gmail. Larry and Page built Gmail to be smarter, easier, cheaper, and superior. Every Gmail account would have 1 gigabyte of storage, roughly 500 times the storage offered by Microsoft and 250 times the storage offered by Yahoo. Going public. Larry Page and Sergey Brin put off taking Google public as long as possible. They realized once competitors like Microsoft and Yahoo knew how profitable Google had become, competition would ramp up quickly. Since that information was going to enter the public domain anyway, it made sense to take Google public. In the first half of 2004, Google recorded sales of $1.4 billion and a profit of $143 million. Googling your genes. Sergey Brin and Larry Page have ambitious long-term plans for Google's expansion into the fields of biology and genetics through the fusion of science, medicine, and technology. Top Google search tips. 1. Google can be your calculator. 2. Google is designed to return high-quality results even for one or two word queries. 3. Google can be your dictionary. 4. Capitalization doesn't matter. 5. Click on the images link above the search box, type your query, and Google will provide all the photos in its database. 6. Maps, driving direction, and satellite views are one click away. If you know the specific website you want to visit, type its name into the Google search box, hit enter, and you'll be there in a flash. 8. Browse the world's bookshelves online. Search for a topic at print.google.com and you will see information from actual books that Google has scanned and indexed in its database. 9. I am feeling lucky. Enter a search term and click this button to bypass a long list of results and go directly to the top matching result. 10. Google can be your newscaster. Google News provides up-to-the-minute information on politics, business, and more. 11. Google can be your weatherman. 12. Serious searchers can tap into thousands of scientific and academic journals with Google Scholar. 13. Translate into other languages.